C89.5's Do One Thing with support from Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Good health can mean a lot of things, and we want to share what good health means to us.
The way we choose to treat one another is one of the most important decisions we can make, and how we use our words can affect those around us in more ways than we realize. My one thing that I challenge you to do is be more aware of what you say and treat others better by ending the use of the R word. The words retard and retarded are used daily by some people in our community, and those with intellectual and developmental disabilities are hurt and excluded daily when they are used. The word retard has been attached to the idea of being dumb, slow, behind, or even less than others. Every time you use the R word, you are promoting these views and further harming those valuable members of our society. I was able to speak to some of the students here at Nathan Hale who have developmental and intellectual disabilities, and they explained to me how upsetting hearing the R word is to them.
When someone says retarded in the hallway, if you hear someone call you that or someone else, what does that make you feel?
It feels like the knife through your heart.
Also told me that she had to move to America from Korea, where she was born, because of all the bullying and harassment she received while in Korea.
In America, they don't bully me and Nathan Hale. It's good school and they don't bully me either.
I was also able to talk to who said that luckily he is mostly spared from the cruelty of the use of the R word here at Nathan Hale. He told me he has heard some of his friends called the R word though, and explained how it makes him feel to hear it used.
It makes me feel like a little bit down and not stopping that word. I had seen a lot of people that had that kind of experience, like my friends. People call them retarded, but what I do is I stand up for them and say, hey, don't call my friends retarded. Stop the R word.
It's time to respect those with intellectual disabilities. It's time to end the R word.
It's time to respect those with intellectual disabilities. It's time to end the R word.
It's time to respect those with intellectual disabilities. It's time to end the R word.
It's time to respect those with intellectual disabilities. It's time to end the R word and the labels, the discrimination, the exclusion, the bullying, and the hurt that comes with it.
What's your one thing? Let us know online at c89.5.org/do one thing.